First off, we've been thrilled to watch Larry and Melanie walk through a bunch of trials but have victory in the midst of them. More trips to the hospital than you want to remember. But in this last week, 2 weeks ago, Larry texted me and said, God's quickened, which is a story that he's taught all over the world in Mark 4. I call Larry Bingman is our senior evangelist. That's because he's the oldest evangelist in the group. He doesn't mind being called it, but he's preached about the woman with the issue of blood. Many of us have heard that story, but for him, some real powerful truths have come. And he said, I feel like I've got to release this word because I think there's healing in this sound. And I thought, well, let's do it right away. So right now, this service, Larry, come on up, Larry Bingman, and Melanie, however you guys have set up, we welcome you. Are you going to tell all your stories? Or should I tell any of them? Or you'll tell them all. Well, he's got a cane because Larry had a hip replacement in the process. He's now officially a hipster.
Oh, Jesus. You're awesome. You're so awesome, Jesus. Wow. Single word about Jesus. Faithful. Faithful. No matter what. He is so faithful. 6 trips to the hospital. That's more than I've had in the last 50 years. 60 years. And everyone was a crisis. But Jesus is faithful. And the last one, which I text Pastor Steve about, is an example of the woman with the issue of blood. Now, I'm not a woman, but I had an issue of blood. And it's really gross. It really, really is gross. So I felt how this woman felt for 12 years. 12 years. And so I said, Lord, you show me. Let me understand about what took place. Not the physical part. The physical part can be done away with just like that, with Jesus. It's not about the physical. It's about the internal, the heart. The heart of this incredible woman who believed God and God performed because he believed her. That's what takes place. Let me sit down because part of the story I'm going to have Melanie tell, because I didn't see it, she saw it. The last part of the story is what she saw when I came out of the procedure and I was, I'm going to let her tell it. Anyway, woman with the issue of blood. We all say, where did she get that faith? Where did this faith come from? I can't sit down. How was it built to sit down? Seats are not for me. Blessed be God. I got a cane. Blessed be God. This hip is healed. I declare this hip is healed in Jesus' name. Where did this faith come from? I got to get this coat off too. Now, that's better, that's better. Now I feel normal. Where did this faith come from? Was this a gift of faith? Absolutely not. This faith is natural faith from a testimony. Testimonies are so important. And that's why I want to give this, I'll give it my testimony at the end of the session. But there was a leper in the city of Capernaum. And the leper had a major miracle take place. And he spread the word of his miracle everywhere he went. The woman heard his miracle over and over and over again. Now, here is his miracle. This is what Jesus did. This is what he did, what Jesus did. This is Mark 1, verses 40 through 45. Just before Mark 1, 40, it says that Jesus healed everybody in the city of Capernaum. Listen to this. This is a testimony. The leper was not invited. The leper cannot congregate. The leper is unclean. Levitical law says you can't come with us. But he heard that Jesus healed everybody that came to Peter's house. That's the fact. So the leper heard that Jesus healed. He healed the blind people. He healed the leper there. He healed those demoniacs. He healed everybody. So everybody got healed. There's his faith. Faith came because he heard Jesus heal. So then by himself, he sought out Jesus. He saw Jesus. He fell down at Jesus' feet, right in the dirt. He fell down. He said, Jesus, I know. Listen to the leper said, I know you can heal me. I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. Jesus, you can heal me. Will you? That's the question. How does faith come? Will of God. Word of God. Power of God. Will of God. Word of God. Power of God. Jesus said, immediately. The leper said, who you can heal me if you will. Immediately. Yes, I will. There's the will of God. There's the answer. And so then, having done that, he stretched out his hand, Jesus. He's moved with compassion. Compassion is such a part of healing through Jesus. Yes. Move with compassion. Yes. Yes. He stretched out his hand, said, yes, I will. This is the word. You may get a word from God. You may get a word that says, yes, I will. But you got to receive the power. You got to receive the touch of Jesus. The touch of Jesus is what changed the leper. Jesus' words, Jesus' will, but his power. It is the power of God that makes the difference. So he touched the leper. Bam. Reappeared, his nose came back, his skin was clean, his totally clean. His unclean from clean, from unclean to clean in Jesus' name. Yeah. One word, one will, one word, one touch of Jesus. And so Jesus said, I don't know why Jesus did this, because he wasted his breath. Nobody ever obeys Jesus. Don't tell anybody. Everybody tells everybody. I don't blame them. I do too. Praise you. We have witnessed to every doctor we can find. Every doctor, every nurse, every orderly. Oh my goodness. Oh, it's so much fun. Look what Jesus did. They can't deny it because I'm walking, because I'm not bleeding, because I don't have a stroke. And I had a stroke. People don't recover from strokes. Guess what? I do. I had a full-blown stroke after my broken hip. The devil doesn't like me much. But I don't care. 3 hours. That's nice of you. They're waiting. They're waiting to see if the medicine works. I forget what the medicine is called. Very serious, potent anticoagulation drug. Very, very dangerous drug. Very, very dangerous. They told me all the dangers. 30 out of 100 get better. That's not good odds. 30 out of 100. And then 5 have hemorrhage in their brain. Oh, thank you. And the rest of them don't get better at all, right? 50, like 50. I want to people get worse. So in 3 hours, my right arm worked. My right leg worked. My speech worked. My face changed. 3 hours, the drug worked. see her check on me every hour, no, every half hour, every 15 minutes, for all night long, to make sure my neurological signs were okay. And they were. And in 2 days, finally let me have ICU. In 2 days, they said, you can go home. You are fine. You're fine. They put me in for an MRI. And the MRI showed nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. No stroke, no stroke, no pain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's the stroke. TIA is mini stroke. This stroke lasted 3 hours. It would have lasted forever if she had intervened. I don't think the drug did a thing. I don't think so. We're in the midst of the drug therapy. There was a young man named Matt in the emergency room, and we led him to Christ. Melanie was there, and Steve was there, and Wes was there. We led this young man, Matthew, to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Back at your face, devil. Take that, devil. You dare do this. I got mad. I started, I don't think I cussed. I cussed. I remember that. I was so angry. I looked up when he could do this stroke. Hey, you got to have emotion with Jesus. But Jesus, look. Jesus. It's about Jesus. Jesus is absolutely faithful. He is faithful. The woman heard the leper. Now, she identified with the leper because she is unclean, just like the leper was. So I don't think she knew him, but she knew of him. And she went to the market. She found the house, went to the market, and there's the leper telling his story. And she goes to the other place. There's the leper telling his story. She heard what he said. She heard what Jesus said. She heard what Jesus did. And she saw the result. That's a testimony.
Yeah, yeah.
The will of God, the word of God, and the power of God, with a touch. This is what a testimony is. So she heard, I knew that he could heal me. She said, how'd you know? Because I heard he healed everybody else. Then I knew, I know you can heal. God, I know you can heal me. All I have to do is one thing, will you heal me? And she immediately she said, yes, will. She didn't hesitate. She didn't think about it. She said, yes, I will. The leper, and immediately the leprosy fled from the leper. She heard this story, and then she said to herself, here, she heard about Jesus from the leper. She said, I can get the same thing. Now, Jesus doesn't have to touch me. All I've got to do is touch Jesus. Oh, yeah. Jesus didn't have to come by my house and touch me. He didn't have to touch me in the street. But if I touch Jesus, all I got to do is touch Jesus. I can touch his garment. Oh, I can touch his hand. I can touch his head. I can touch his back. I can touch his prayer shawl. And I will be healed. Because the same power that flow out of the Jesus into the leper will flow into me. That's faith. Who told her that? She believed that. She believed that God is no respecter of person. She heard that Jesus said, yes. When the leper said, will you? Jesus said, yes, I will be thou clean. And he touched the leper. The same power can flow through me. So she began to say this. She began to say it. She began to say it. Now, this didn't take place over 5 months. This took place about a month to 2 months. She was sick 12 years, but her faith was activated about a month to 2 months earlier before she touched Jesus. So she didn't pray. She didn't confess the word for years and years. And that's not the truth. That's not what happened. She heard about Jesus. She heard from the leper. That's the first hearing about Jesus. The second is what I call the action of faith. You've got to put action to your faith. You've got to act on faith. Faith takes action. It could be you from where you came. It could be that you get out of bed. It could be that you walk with a walker 217 steps and then let you out of rehab because you're too well to be in rehab. That's what happened to me. They took me, they said, you can be in rehab 2 weeks, and in 7 days, they said, you got to get out. You have no business walking 217 steps with a walker. You're healed. Get out of this rehab. I even protested to Medicare. I did that. I said, it's too soon. And the doctor said, listen, anybody that can walk 217 steps with a walker after a broken hip in 7 days needs to get out of my rehab. I did too well. Jesus. All about Jesus. We share with everybody there, right? With my PT, with my OT, with my RT, with everybody else. About Jesus. They couldn't deny. They could not deny that I am walking better than anybody with a broken hip in that amount of time. Walking better, better, better. You can't deny that. Why? Because I'm so cool. No. Because Jesus is faithful. Jesus is faithful. Faithful. I had opportunities to be afraid in the hospital. Pastor Steve talks about 1 hour of prayer. How about 3 hours of prayer? Because I'm afraid. The next morning, I have an esophageal ultrasound of the heart. I said, what? What are you going to do to my heart? You're going to stick a tube down my throat and take a look at my heart. You don't need to put a tube down my throat. My heart's fine. We're going to look. Check your heart out. I'm afraid. So at 3 a.m., I began to 6 a.m. The procedure was at 7. So at 3 a.m. 6 a.m. I've done. Here's what Jesus said. Listen to Jesus. I want you to hear the words of this amazing Jesus that we serve. I don't wish anybody to go through what I went through. But you can. Differently. Pastor Steve has preached and preached. God bless you, Pastor Steve. You have preached and preached and preached. Why? Why is he doing this? Why does this man preach every Sunday? Get to know Jesus. 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 So you'll know Jesus. That's what he wants you to do. He knows Jesus. I know Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. He said to me, I'll hold you, son of my arms. Oh. Whoa. Like the shepherd does the little lamb. Whoa. Now that's a big, big deal to me, but I'm going to a procedure that I had no idea about. Now, it's not going to kill me. People don't die from that procedure. But I'm afraid. Just be honest with God. I am afraid. I'm afraid. I don't want to be in that procedure without you. I know intellectually Jesus lives inside me. I know that. But I need this Jesus, his good shepherd, his glorious shepherd, the Psalm 23 shepherd, the good shepherd, to hold me in his arms like he would a little lamb. And that's exactly what Jesus did. I could feel his arms around. When they came in with the anesthesiologist to put me under, as he injected me with the fluid, I felt Jesus just hold me so tight. 2 hours later, I wake up, and he's still holding me tight. In fact, of course, you have amnesia. You don't remember that. Praise God. But I remember Jesus holding me like this. Just like this. Jesus. He is the good shepherd. Oh, is he the good shepherd? We are the sheep of his pasture. We do hear his voice. We are his little lamb. He does take us up. He does make us to lie down in green pasture. He does lead us beside the still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, boy, I have been through the valley of the shadow of death, and I am still alive. It did not kill me. No, because Jesus is with me. His right and staff, they comfort me. Yes, yes. He prepared a table for me and the rest of my enemies. The devil hates my God. He hates me more now. God, I hate you. In Jesus' name. I survived. I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So the woman, she had the action of faith. First, she heard about Jesus. She began to speak faith to herself. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. All I gotta do is touch the hem of his garment. To this, touch the hem of his garment, and I will be healed. That's it. And then it was time. She heard that Jesus was in the streets. See, if you look at the scriptures, they put them together. They hear it and in the streets it's the same. But she had heard about Jesus earlier. I know she did. So she heard about Jesus. She made her faith confession. How long she took? A week? I don't know. I have no idea. Because when she heard that Jesus in the street, he is in the street. This is her opportunity. She rose up. She's in her house. She got out of her bed. She threw off the bloody clothes. It's called like this, folks. She threw that stuff off. She pushed through the crowd. It's her time. She must. Actually, you must touch Jesus. You've got to touch Jesus with your faith. So she pushed through the crowd. She grabbed his cloak. And instantaneously, she touched it. Kabam! The power of God flowed from Jesus to her. And he said, whoa! He felt it. He felt it. There's a painting in Israel. It's a painting of this with issue blood. And a captain, Matt, sent us the picture. But it's copyrighted, so I couldn't show the picture, unfortunately. But at the bottom of the picture is life-size. Have you seen a pastor?
Yeah.
The picture is life-size. Woman touching the garment of Jesus. And at the touch mark, there's a spark. A spark of the power of God. Power of God is real. This is not mythical. This is not magic. This is not hearsay. This is real. She felt the spark of the living God. The healing virtue of Jesus. It says in King James, he said, I felt virtue flow out of him. Well, that's not a particularly good translation. He felt power get out of his body. The same power that Christ did is in him. It's the same power that healed the leper. It's the same power that healed the blind people. It's the same power that raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. Same power. Same power. Same Jesus' power. Same spark. Now, there's a testimony. I don't think any of you have heard. In Thailand, the last time we took this trip was in Thailand. We were in Chaiaphum, right? It's the first nut, right? Your first time in ministry in Thailand, right? And so Melanie and I and AJ, our interpreter, were praying for a blind woman. Blind, here, get up.
what I felt was when I touched her, I felt a spark immediately, and she felt it too. And that was the first lady that we prayed for. Her sight was restored. Thank you, Jesus. And then we prayed over several other people. And at the end of the night, the last person that we prayed over, I also felt a spark. So Jesus was there, and he was touching people and healing people, and the lady felt the spark as well. And AJ, our interpreter, saw sparks. And I didn't tell her that I felt a spark. I just felt it. The lady felt it, and AJ was like, I see sparks. So we knew that Jesus was there. It was such a blessing. So thank you, Jesus.
This stuff's real. This stuff is not just biblical, but it's beyond the words in the book, and they move into reality. And that's what we want today, is the reality of faith. Because faith produces results. It takes faith to please Jesus.
Yes.
It took faith for the woman to touch the healing scarlet. It took faith to receive what Jesus said to her. How many read the Passion Translation Bible?
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Everybody love it. The Passion Translation says stuff the others don't. In Mark 5:34, it says, Jesus says to the woman who confessed her entire thing that took place. She falls down before him. She tells her entire testimony. Jairus hears the testimony. Jairus needs to hear the testimony because his daughter's dead. They come immediately and say, don't bother, Jesus, your daughter's dead. But he does testimony of faith. He heard the testimony of faith. But in the Passion Translation, Jesus says to the woman, because you dare to believe, your faith has healed you. Listen, because you dared to believe, now, there are probably 10,000 people that needed to hear her testimony because she spoke of the touching of Jesus, not the touch of Jesus, the touching of Jesus, this. She gave that. I touched Jesus, I was healed. In Matthew 14, they go to Gennesaret. Jesus goes in Nazareth. And they hear it's Jesus. They've heard the testimony of the woman. And they get all the sick people and all the demonized. And they begged Jesus to let them touch his garment. And as many as touched Jesus were perfectly healed. Just like that. That's where her testimony went. It went to Jairus. The little daughter was raised. It went to at least 10,000 people that begged Jesus to touch his garment, and as many as touched Jesus were perfectly whole. Your testimony is a big, big, big deal to God. You must give your testimony to the world. The last incident, out of nowhere, after I had the carotid surgery, what this is, that's left carotid, was 80% blocked. And they repaired it, gave me a new carotid, and it's 100% open now. 100%. Look at that. Looks weird, but it's my carotid. Thank you, Jesus. And they feel that may have caused the stroke. Maybe. Doesn't matter. But after that issue, I woke up, I began to bleed, and bleed, and bleed, and bleed, and bleed. And I passed out, Melody called 911. And when I came to, I was in the ambulance. They were sticking me with an IV. That's how, whoa. So I cut there. They had no idea what's wrong. They checked me out, but without a cystoscopy, they can't check you out. Without an endoscopy, they can't check you out. So everybody's telling me all the problems. What could be bleeding? This could be bleeding. That could be bleeding. That could be bleeding. For 14 hours of bleeding. That's a lot of blood, folks. 14 hours I bled. And unfortunately, my wife had to see this. It's disgusting. It is. Just call like this. Disgusting. So she reads scripture to me in the hospital. She's like, what do you mean? Read, I said, the woman with the issue of blood, that's what I want you to read. So she began to read the Amplified version.
Yeah.
And this is where it says, and when the lady touched Jesus, it dried up the blood at the source. Listen to that. Now they can't find the source. They have no idea where the source of my bleeding is, but it dried the blood up at the source. So we said, that's it. That's the word of the Lord to me. I receive my blood dried up at the source. We receive it. We thank you, Jesus, in the hospital. I don't give a rip who hears what we say. I receive it. I receive it. I'm in the bed. I'm bleeding. I feel miserable. But I have Jesus' name. The blood is dried up in the source. The source is dried up. I declare that in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Yes.
4 o'clock. 4 a.m. The blood stopped. Yay, Jesus. The blood stopped at 4 a.m. He let you check me out till 8:30. But Jesus healed me. That blood stopped. There ain't no more blood flowing out. My body's not getting rid of any more blood. I need blood. I don't need to get any blood. So, the procedure comes. But I know Jesus is going to hold me like a good shepherd does a little lamb. So they put me in the procedure. They're going to do two procedures. Endoscopy and the colonoscopy. Both ends. Which is not a lot of fun. But I'm under anesthesia. So, ready? This is her story. So, I go in to the procedure, and I have anesthesia. Half hour, 40 minutes, I come back out. And here's what happened.
So, in the scripture, in the Amplified, it says, when she touched the garment, when she touched the hem of his garment, immediately the blood dried up at the source, and suddenly she felt completely healed. She felt that suddenly she knew that she had been healed. And this is what happened to Larry. We have been praying that all night, standing in faith, believing that it was going to happen. So when he goes in for the colonoscopy, I am there with him, and they send him in, and they have me wait right there because it wasn't busy, so I was waiting right there outside of the room. I have had a colonoscopy. I know what it's like to come out of one. You're not feeling so good. And there's another guy who had come out of the previous one. He wasn't feeling so good. So the doctor comes out and tells me, we finished. And I said, well, what happened? Where was the bleeding? And he said, there was no bleeding. It had stopped. They could not find the source of the bleeding. They had no idea. They had no idea where it was coming from. There was nothing to stop, because that was my question. Did you stop the bleeding? He's like, there was no bleeding to stop. So then I'm sitting there. He's like, okay, we're going to bring your husband out in a few moments. So I'm sitting there, and I can see them wheeling Larry out, and he is praising the Lord. He is fully awake, fully conscious, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? It was such a miracle. He was fully conscious, fully feeling good. He knew, suddenly, he knew that he had been touched, just like the woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
And so that story is just as real today as it was 2,000 years ago when it happened. So Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And he makes all things new. Larry has a new heart. We got confirmation of that from the cardiologist on two different occasions when they did follow-up echograms. They both times, she's like, oh, much improved, much improved. It's like a new heart. So he has a new heart. He has a new left hip. He has new blood pressure. He has a new left carotid artery. And we're believing for much, much more. So all things are new. And we just thank you for that so much, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that your word is true. We thank you, Lord, that we get to experience your word, that we get to feel your touch, Lord. We thank you for all of your blessings in our lives. And we thank you for the power of the testimony. Because 2,000 years later, we're still telling the same story. And thank you, Jesus, that Larry wasn't bleeding for 12 years. But he was bleeding for over 12 hours. It was enough to know how miserable it was. He had to have two blood transfusions. He lost so much blood. And it was very real. Very real, all of those times that Larry was in the hospital. And the Lord has just blessed him with healing every single time, making all things new, just like he says that he does. So we just give you the glory, Lord. We give you the glory. It's not us. It's not the doctors, because the doctors don't know what's going on. They're part of the plan, but it's Jesus doing the miracles in Larry's body, and it's our faith and the miracle-working power of the Lord and his love for us. So, Lord, we thank you for all of that in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want everybody to stand up. Stand up. We're not going to lay hands on anybody. Nobody lay hands on us. Jesus touched us. Jesus touched me. Everybody can receive this. The woman said, if I can touch him, I'll be healed. You can say the same thing. When a woman in Peru years ago had an issue of blood for 3 months, 3 months, a long time. 12 years is amazing. And we started to pray for this lady. Lord said, don't touch her. Do not touch that woman. I want her to touch me. So we said, we're going to back up. Close your eyes. Stretch forth your hand. And touch Jesus. I said, right in front of you. Imagine. So she closed her eyes. We're watching. She stretched her arms out, touched the invisible Jesus, and she fell to the floor, healed. That was Peru. This America. This now. Jesus. Whatever it is in your body, whatever it is in your soul, whatever it is in your finances, whatever it is in your psyche, whatever it is in your heart, I don't mean your blood pump, I mean your soul. Some of you have really broken souls here. I know you do. Jesus wants to heal your soul. He's the So, by faith, if you've been listening to Pastor C, he talks about the imagination. He talks about seeing things in heaven. Does he have open vision? I don't think so. He imagines it. Even the movie, if I only imagine. What a major movie, which is true. Imagine Jesus standing in front of you with his arms wide open. He said, just touch me, beloved. I want you to close your eyes. Stretch out your hand. Jesus, Lord Jesus, by faith, I receive your power. I receive your touch. I receive your love. I receive restoration. I receive reconciliation. I receive your love. Thank you for never rejecting me. Thank you for always being with me. Thank you for always holding me. And thank you for never deserting me. Thank you, Jesus. You're faithful. I declare you are faithful. Forever. In Jesus' name.
Just before you go, go ahead and pull the lights down. I want to let you have a chance to see. I was in Israel, so I used my camera and took a picture. So this isn't copyrighted. But why don't you pull it up, Sam?